Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. First Minnesota of the week. Let's get this one out of the way. Come on. We got more to do.
Are we done?
No, we're getting it out of the way. We're doing it now. So tomorrow we do another, and the day after that we do another one. We got to push through, man.
I see you too much. 5 days a week is too much. We're going to cut down to zero shows a week.
Well, the fans have been clamoring for it, so, I mean, if you want to make them happy, that's what we got to do.
By popular demand,
No, you had it right first.
By popular demand, the show's canceled!
Yeah! No more years! No more years!
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Be good. All right.
So this kid... Shut up.
You tell yourself to shut up?
This deaf boy...
It's not like you're mocking him. This deaf boy.
He went to school, and his name is Hunter.
Okay.
And commonly when kids are deaf, they learn sign language, right?
Were his parents assholes and didn't make sure he learned sign language?
So one of the... don't speculate and listen to his story.
It's my job to speculate, but go ahead.
So one of the first things that kids learn to sign is their name, of course, and his name's Hunter.
Yeah.
So apparently the sign for Hunter is it kind of looks like a gun, but not really.
Which would make sense, because you're hunting.
Mm-hmm. So the school said you're not allowed to sign your name anymore, because it looks like a gun. We have a strict rule against firearms.
Do they think that he has magic, and making the shape of a gun with your hand will actually hurt someone?
No, you're just...
Some kind of projectile is going to shoot out of your finger?
The school rules state that you can't use any... You can't have, like, anything that looks like a weapon, you can't have.
That looks like a weapon, even if it's your fucking hand? You know what? I mean, people have rules, and they put them up for good reasons, but then they take things way too far, and it just gets ridiculous. That's the case right here.
Well, obviously, you know, it doesn't matter if... if that's a kid's name, you're really going to tell someone that he's got to go by another name?
You know what? His parents should be glad his school is run by a bunch of assholes, because now they can fucking sue, and they will own that school. That will be the Hunter Green... That's his name. Hunter Green High School.
I thought his name was Hunter... Like Hunter from my favorite TV show from the 80s.
That's a long name.
Hunter from my... For a TV show from the 80s?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Hunter Green sounds better. Rolls off the tongue a little easier. I hope they get sued and they fucking lose millions. Close that shit, please.
They're not gonna... The schools don't even have millions to give.
They got something. They get money from the state.
No, what'll happen is they'll back down and they'll change their mind.
Good.
I mean, let's
show them they're fucking
idiots.
That's
obviously what's gonna happen. It's not like they're gonna say, you can't say his name anymore.
Yeah.
It's a recognized sign language for it. It's not like they just made up a sign language for it. It's recognized by the whatever sign language...
Association of America.
Authority of America. Yeah. Yeah, there's some kind of thing.
American Sign Language.
Yeah.
They call it American Sign Language. Are there other language sign languages? Because they call it American Sign Language. That would imply that there's... German Sign Language?
Yeah,
French Sign Language?
There probably... Well, I don't know. Would there be?
I don't know. But like I said, the name implies that there's more than one.
I mean, if you're signing, you know, something...
You'd think that
there's different words and stuff in different languages.
No, in English there is, but you think all deaf people would just get together? It's like, listen, we're all deaf. Why don't we learn the same fucking signs? Make things a little easier. What does, you know... French Sign Language look like? Well, how is it different? I'm curious. You're going to have to look that up later.
I don't know. What if French Perry was
all
deaf?
Right. Then this is what he'd sound like.
No, when you go deaf, you can still speak.
This is Perry.
No,
he's deaf.
He's not been deaf from birth. He was by a big explosion or something.
He was in the war, the French-Indian War, and he lost his hearing. He stepped on a landmine, got a lot of shrapnel.
What were those two fighting for? Because apparently no one won that war.
The French or the Indians?
Is that like the loser bowl? Like the two losers get to go fight?
Listen, the French are
still... America already won.
Look, the French are still around and the Indians are still around. I don't know.
You get out of your house, like, what the hell's that war over there? I thought the war was over. French and Indian war. I don't know what they're...
Ignore them. They'll go away. Don't even pay attention.
I don't know what's going on over there.
That's what they want. They want you to get involved and pay attention. Just to pay them no mind.
And by the way, arrows versus guns is a little unfair, don't you think?
I don't know. It depends on your aim. Look at those dudes. Look, you see the guys on TV. Look at the A-team.
That's
true. The bad guys had a shitload of guns. Didn't do nothing.
No one ever got hit by a bolt in the history of that show.
Yeah.
Literally. Not one.
I say if the A-team had bows and arrows, they'd still would have won. So that doesn't make a difference. It's marksmanship. And craftsmanship.
Marksmanship. You're a marksman. You should be a marksman.
I am.
You better change careers, dude.
To become a marksman?
Yeah. I'll become a microphone.
You should.
People speaking into me.
I don't know what they get out of it. Do you repeat it, or I don't...
President giving his State of the Union address.
You just stand there?
Mm-hmm. They play the president's face, like, right in mine.
No, I picture you have to open up your mouth, and he speaks into your mouth, like you're almost kissing.
Do you think the president has good breath or bad breath?
Even if someone has really good breath, if they're talking an inch away from your face... It's still not pleasant.
Well, if you just put a mint in.
Even so, I imagine it's still
minty
not cool.
Minty breath smells good.
But, you know, you feel its hot breath on your face for like a 45...
It's hot presidential breath.
For a 45-minute speech. It's probably not going to be cool.
What if it was a really hot chick?
I was going to say that. It's different. Listen, everything's different with a really hot chick.
Really?
A really hot chick can piss on you. It's not so bad. If some,
at first.
Listen, if some dude like beat the shit out of you and took a piss on you, that's insult to injury.
I guess it wouldn't be hot even at any point, but with a girl...
But it's not so bad.
At least when it's happening, it's kind of hot. I mean, later on when, you know, your bed starts stinking up.
Listen, yeah, you know, if it's a hot chick's pissing on you, listen, I mean, maybe that's not your thing. You're not going to be all roused during it, but it's not as bad as some dude doing it.
What you got to do is buy some of that plastic.
Some of that plastic. Any plastic. Yeah, buy a tarp. If you're into water sports, that's what you got to do. You got to buy a tarp, cover shit up. Listen, I don't want to ruin my
mattress.
You got
to Dexter your room. Make it look like a... You're trying to block a
crime scene. Or really, I mean, seriously, if I was into that shit or if I had a chick and she's like, oh my God, it turns me on so much to piss on dudes. I'm like, all right. I mean, as long as I don't get it on my face, it's fine. We'll just do
it. You've done it before?
No, this is just an example.
You've done it before?
Yeah. So I would just
have you?
No.
You just said yes and no. You're confusing all of us.
Right? Yeah. Yes and no. But, let's do it in the bathtub.
I might do it in there if the water's running.
Yeah, listen.
I'm not doing it in my bed.
No, of course not. You don't want to ruin everything. Well, you know, it goes right down the drain. You clean up afterwards.
That's like piss in your room. We had some really kinky sex last night.
Who's asking you this? A different chick?
You.
Now we can fuck on this bed with urine on it.
Mm-hmm.
Still good. It still bounces. Still get enough traction.
Well, sometimes you're really tired. You know, you stay overnight.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I've never slept over
here. I only got like 3 or 4 couches in my house, so.
Yeah, so why would I sleep on a sofa? Of course I'd share the bed with you.
Well, you know what you should do? Take two.
Sleep together.
Take two of my couches, or sofas as you call them, and put them together, and it's like a cool, like, enclosed bed.
I guess. Oh, maybe that's for a sleepwalker. Makes it a lot harder for them to get out and wander around.
Yeah, why not? Like, you crate dogs. If you have a problem with a sleepwalker, why don't you crate them?
No, yeah, you know what you do?
You know, put padding inside so they don't hurt themselves.
No, no, no. You make a giant baby crib. Just, it's a full-size
bed. You
want
a crib death. A 34-year-old man died of crib death this week.
I got my head stuck in the bars. That used to happen to me because I had bunk beds growing up, and I'd wake up, and my head had slid in between the railing and the mattress, and I'd be stuck. So I'd wake up and I'm like, mom, because it fucking hurt. My head stuck there
again. Oh my God.
Also,
idiot.
I'd wet the bed.
That sounds like you. Sound like you were real. You sounded retarded as a kid,
dude. You move around in your sleep and your head slides out. It's a big gap.
That never happened to me.
Did you have a bunk bed?
No.
Well, that no, I'd explain it.
My brother pissed on his bed.
I used to wet the bed.
No, he pissed on his bed.
I know. I think you've told the story before, but tell it again, in case you haven't.
So one night, last
one
year.
Christmas night.
No. Years and years ago when we were kids, we
Four
had bunk
years.
Beds. I was on top, he was on bottom.
You just said you never had bunk beds, and all of a sudden you say you have a bunk bed?
When did I say I didn't have a bunk bed?
I just asked you, have you ever had a bunk bed? No. No, maybe that's why you never did.
You said crib. I don't know. I don't pay a lot of attention to you lately.
I know. I've said it before. You don't fucking listen to what I say, which is key when you're doing a show with someone.
Well, I'm thinking about the next thing I have to say. Anyhow.
Idiot.
Anyhow, I was in the top bunk. He was in the bottom bunk.
He had bunk beds, apparently.
We're sleeping. All of a sudden, the light comes on. I'm like, what the hell's going on? He gets up and goes in the bathroom. I'm like, all right. turns the light on in the bathroom, comes wandering back in, whips it out, and starts pissing all over his bed. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, get out of the bathroom, man. What are you doing?
Well, you're lucky he didn't start pissing on you.
So I'm like, ah, oh, dad. I call my parents.
Oh, my God.
My father comes running in his underwear like, what's going on? Like, he's pissing on his bed.
He was so mad. He beat the shit out of your brother. Remember that?
What do you do with a guy's piss? You can't grab him because then it's going to make it worse.
No, that's what you do. You pick him up and you start aiming him towards the bathroom and bring him over.
No, because he's going to keep going.
So?
Then it gets up. Dude, you'd rather just keep in one spot than have it all over the rug from your, in the room,
depends
in the hallway.
Depends on the spot.
Just let him go on the bed. It's already done. The deed's already been done. It's not going to get worse.
Oh, it could.
There's not a huge...
That could have been the precursor to something else, so it could have been worse.
What I'm saying is...
all of a sudden, he drops trowel.
He just has urine on his bed, or a trail of urine from the bed to the bathroom.
Are you thinking there's going to be a river of urine? It's a fucking tiny trail. It's not a big deal.
You haven't seen my brother Shalong.
Apparently you have.
Very powerful stream. Very powerful.
Yes.
Think of Niagara Falls.
It's like when they knock off the one part of a fire hydrant and the kids run around and play.
Yeah, it's a lot like my brother.
Yeah, your brother should be proud.
I'm glad he doesn't listen to the show. It'd be embarrassing for him.
Oh, God, you say I have a huge penis with a powerful screen. I'm so embarrassed.
I was listening to my brother's podcast. He has to have a party with all his friends.
That will never happen in the history of the universe.
We always encourage people to have Hot Shot Whiz kids listening parties.
And I encourage women to blow me on site. That hasn't happened yet either.
Well, how do you do that? Do you put an ad in the paper?
No, I encourage them here. Still not happening.
No. All right.
Huh?
If that's,
I mean, no, that's what I want. Those are my wishes. Those are my final wishes.
That's what you want, Mark.
Yeah, one day it'll happen.
Or probably not.
Listen, I have to hope. If I'm going to live my life, I have to have hope. And you know what you should hope for? To listen to more of the Hot Shot Whiz Kids. Full-sodes, mini-sodes, listen up. Don't go to our website. Do something else, but listen.
Soon enough, we'll announce when the new website
is. Yeah, we'll get it going again. Fuck the hackers.
All right.
Not hotshotwitskids.com.